Good morning.
Good morning. 各位早。
Thank the Lord for the beautiful song.
我们感谢神赐给我们这美妙的, 歌。
Indeed, Jesus is the only one who can save, and he saves us to the uttermost.
就像, 刚所唱的, 主耶稣基督的确是那唯一可以拯救我们的人, 神。
This morning, I would like to speak to you on the topic of worshiping God during the good times in life.
今天早上我要证道的题目是在人生顺境之时敬拜神。
And I would just like to look at one verse as we begin.
我们一开始我们先看一段经文。
And I'd just like for us to look at Psalm chapter 37, Verse 4.
诗篇第37篇第4节。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为乐, 他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父, 我们今天早上来到你的面前敬拜你。
Father, we worship you because you have saved us by the sacrifice of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for our sins.
天父,你拯救了我们, 通过你牺牲自己的独生爱子在十字架上拯救我们。
Lord, we recognize the fact that actually we are still sinners.
我们清楚地认识到其实我们还是罪人。
But Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, purifies us from every sin.
但是, 主耶稣基督,我们的救主的宝血已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
So in your eyes, O Lord, we are considered as holy ones.
所以你称我们为义人。
Father, we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们的话。
And Lord, I pray that you would use your word this morning to speak to us.
也求主能够, 使用你的话来对我们说话。
Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would move freely among us this morning.
求主的灵能够自由地在我们当中运行。
Our Lord, our desire is that your Holy Spirit would have his way with us.
求主的,我们的盼望是你的灵能够在我们的心中动工。
We ask that you would bless this time.
求主祝福这段时间。
It is in Jesus' name that we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
What is worshiping God?
敬拜神是什么意思?
Any time that God is properly recognized by us for who he is,
每当我们正确地认识到, 神的本质的本相,
for what he is able to do,
他的能力,
and or for what he has done,
还有他已经为我们成就了什么,
then he is being worshipped.
那么, 这就是敬拜,
and he is glorified.
那么他也因此得到荣耀。
And when we are recognizing these truths about God,
当我们清楚地认识到, 刚才所说的是真理的时候,
it will result in actions.
那么结果一定会带来行动。
We will want to draw close to him and spend time with him.
我们会有一个渴慕要亲近他,
to trust him,
信靠他,
to depend on him,
倚靠他,
we will want to obey him,
我们会, 想要, 顺服他, 服从他,
and we will delight in him,
而且我们会以他为乐。
He will be the primary focus and the attention of our life,
他会是我们生活, 生命中的焦点, 我们所有的注意力都会在这位神的身上。
Not a thing.
我们不会把它当作一个东西。
Not what we are able to possess.
不会把它当作一个我们能拥有的。
Not a hobby.
不会把它当作一个嗜好。
Not even a person.
我们也不会甚至不会把它当作一位一个人或一位有位格的神。
He will be the primary attraction of our life.
这位神本身会成为我们生命生活中的主要的吸引我们的神。
And the key point that I want to make this morning, and I want for us to remember.
今天早上我要讲正道的经文的正道的关键是，而且我希望各位能够记得。
Is that the worship of God is a way of life.
敬拜神是一种生活的形态。
Rather than just something that you do occasionally.
敬拜神绝对不是我们偶然偶尔做一做的事情。
It's not something that you do occasionally during singing at church.
不是我们光是在教会唱诗的时候我们做的。
Or even spending time with him in a quiet time or devotional time.
甚至也不是光是我们在灵修的时候才敬拜。
Those ways are worshiping the Lord.
那些都是敬拜神的方式。
But it's not all that worship is.
但是它并不代，它们并不代表敬拜的全部。
Worshipping the Lord is also throughout the day, you are acknowledging His holy and loving presence with you.
敬拜神是说从早到晚，整天你都认识到他的爱，他与你同在。
Throughout the day, you are acknowledging your need for Him.
从早到晚你都认识到你需要他。
You're depending on him.
你依靠他。
You're thanking him.
你想着他。
You're talking to him.
你对他说话。
You're obeying him.
你服从他。
Throughout the day.
我指的是从早到晚。
As you are prompted by the Holy Spirit through the word.
当你受到圣灵的激励透过神的话。
And this is what worship of God should look like.
敬拜神就应该是这个样子。
And today I want to look at what can be one of the most difficult times for worshiping God.
今天我所要看的我们所要看的是在很难敬拜神的时候之一。
This is when life seems to be going smoothly.
这个时候就是似乎我们的人生都很顺利平顺安稳的时候。
Without any major problems or difficulties.
没有很大的挫折或是困难。
Not necessarily easy.
不是说很容易。
But life is still perhaps manageable in our minds.
而是这个我们的生活似乎还在我们的掌控之内，我们可以自己处理得很好。
Or perhaps times that we are on break or vacation.
或者是当我们在学校放假的时候，或者我们休假的时候。
During the so-called good times in life.
或者我们度假的时候，这就是所谓一般人说的在顺境的时候。
And I say so-called because in the life of a believer, actually, all times should be considered as good times.
我刚才说了用了一个所谓的顺境，那是因为对信徒而言，其实每一个时候都应该是顺境。
We see this in Romans 8:28.
我们在罗马书第八章第二十八节可以看到。
And God assures us with this promise.
神用这样的给我们这样的一个很切确的应许。
The Bible says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
罗马书第八章第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
You know, often it can actually be easier to spend time with the Lord or to recognize a need for Him when we are really busy to the point where we're maybe totally stressed out.
其实一般来说，有的时候，当我们非常忙碌的时候，忙碌到我们觉得压力很大的时候，反而让我们容易亲近神，或者花时间跟他在一起。
Or maybe we're going through some major difficulty in our lives.
或者当我们的人生碰到一些重大的挫折或困难的时候，我们反而容易亲近他。
During those times, we can feel more of a need to spend time with the Lord and to depend on Him.
在那个时候，我们比较容易感觉到我们需要他。
Recently, someone told me, I'm surprised that my quiet times have actually been better after school, after college started and I'm really busy again, more than when I was on winter break.
最近有个人告诉我，我觉得很奇怪，在我学校开学以后，我非常忙碌的时候，我反而觉得，我容易跟神亲近，比当学校放假的时候。
How many times have you seen or experienced a situation where a person asks for prayer?
你曾经多少次经历过这样一种情况，就是一个人要求别人为他祷告。
And that person then seems to come to church more often.
然后那个人好像就比较常出现在教会。
Or starts thinking about things about God more.
比较常思想神的事。
And then when that issue or need or problem is resolved,
那么等到这个人所的困难或者是问题解决了。
All these things that they were doing for a period of time just seemed to stop.
然后他们在有困难的时候做的那些事他们就停止不再做了。
How often has that happened in your life?
在你的生活中生命中这样的情况出现过吗？出现过多少次？
Where the most time spent with the Lord is actually during those times where you were going through a struggle in your life.
常常我们的困难越大我们的挣扎越强我们跟神亲近的时间就越多。
But then after that struggle was resolved,
但是等到这样的困难解决了以后,
you simply felt less of a need for God.And or to spend time with him.
你就觉得你没有那么需要神了，你就觉得你没有那么需要花时间亲近他了。
Why is that?
为什么会是这样？
It can't be because we don't need God during those so-called good times, because we definitely do.
我们不应该这样，因为我当我们遇当我们在所谓的顺境的时候，我们还是需要神的。
It's not because we are too busy for God, because we can never be too busy for God.
我们的原因也不应该说我们太忙了，没有时间跟神在一起，因为神总是应该总是应该，我们总是得花时间跟他在一起。
But here is the truth of the matter.
那么事情的真相是
The fact that we can so quickly put God aside for a while during our smooth or normal times in life.
我们之所以在我们所谓生命生活比较平顺安稳的时候我们那么快就把神搁在一边
That actually indicates that he was neverfirst in our life, or the priority in our life to begin with.
那个常常很清楚地表示神根本从来没有在我们的生命中居首位。
And that's a fact.
这是一个事实。
God is not a tool that you grab whenever you have need of something.
神不是一个工具我们有需要的时候就把那个工具拿来。
And then you throw it to the side after that need has been met.
然后等到这个需要被满足了以后，就把那个工具扔在一边。
But that is how it often is in our lives.
但是在我们的生活中，常常我们对待神就是像这样。
We use him and then we lose him.
我们使用它，我们利用它，然后我们就失去它。
Maybe not completely.
也许不是百分之一百的这个样子。
But he is definitely not as important as when we felt that we needed him.
但是的确是当我们不觉得我们那么需要他的时候，这位神就变得不那么重要了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember that God is a person.
我们各位弟兄姐妹，我们得记得神是一位有位格的神。
Who loves us and who desires to be loved in return by us.
这位神爱我们，同时也渴望我们能够用同等的爱去回报他的爱。
Why else did God repeatedly remind and even warn the Israelites and us to not forget him?When things were going well.
否则的话，为什么这位神，反复的提醒以色列人，也提醒我们在顺境的时候别忘了他。
And they were feeling satisfied with how things were going in life.
当以色列人觉得对生活上的一切都很满意的时候，神告诫他们，还是不可以忘记他的恩惠。
And we need to watch for this because it is the tendency of our sinful nature to do this.
我们自己也要格外的当心，因为这是人性。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 12.
申命记第六章第十节到第十二节。
Deuteronomy 6, verses 10 to 12.
申命记第六章第十节到第十二节。
The word says, When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied.Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
神的话这么说，耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的。有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的。你吃了而且饱足，那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
Be careful at those times that you do not forget the Lord who loves you.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记那位爱你的神。
And be careful that you do not forget the Lord, because that is when you also stray from what he wants you to do, stray from his commands, and that will not be best for you.
那时你要谨慎，别忘记耶和华，因为那样的时候你最容易离开耶和华，最容易忘记他的命令。
Also, why else did Jesus say that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord?
否则的话，为什么耶稣也告诫我们，最大的诫命是爱神？
In Matthew chapter 22, verse 36.
马太福音第二十二章第六节。
Matthew 22:36.
二十二章三十六节。
Jesus was asked, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
God is a person. He is not a who loves and who desires to be loved in return. He is not a tool that can be used and thrown aside.
神是一位有感觉的神，就像人一样，他能爱，而且他也渴望被爱。他不像是一个工具，用完了就可以扔在一边。
Why else did Christ want us to remember him in communion?
否则的话，为什么主耶稣基督也要求我们用圣餐来纪念他？
In 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 25.
哥林多前书第11章
23
to 25.
For I received from the Lord that which, from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
哥林多前书第十一章第二十三节，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus is saying, never forget what I have done for you on the cross.
主耶稣基督在这儿说，你们绝对不可以忘记我在十字架上为你们所成就的。
There's something that we need to remember.
有一件事情我们得记得。
And what we need to keep in mind and remember is the faultiness of the perceived or the felt need for God in our lives.
我们所要紧紧的记得，就是我们主观的感觉，或者我们主观的觉察出的某些事情，其实是很有瑕疵的。
This tendency that we feel that we need God when we need Jesus when things are really difficult in our lives.
当我们遇到逆境的时候，我们有一个倾向，就是我们强烈的感觉到察觉到我们需要主耶稣。
And then we don't feel that we need God when things seem to be going relatively smoothly.
然后当我们在顺境的时候，我们就没有感觉到或不觉得我们那么需要他。
This is a faulty way of thinking.
这样的想法是非常错误的。
Because the fact is that we always need him, whether we feel that way or not.
事实是我们一直总是都需要他，不管我们是在所谓的顺境或是逆境。
How is that true?
这是怎么样真实的呢？
Let me just give you a few ways that is why that's true.
让我解释一下为什么这是又真实的。
And these are not the only reasons, but I just want to give you three reasons.
当然我要说三个理由，这三个理由绝对没有，不是全部的理由，不过我今天要提出三点。
The first reason that we always need him is because we are ultimately not in control of our lives. He is, the Lord is.
我们之所以老是总是每一个时刻都需要他，是因为归根究底的说我们的生命不在我们的手里。
If we look at Psalm chapter 3 verse 5,
我们看诗篇第第三篇第五节。
We like to feel that we are in control.
我们有一个倾向，就是我们喜欢认为我们能掌控我们的生命。
But we're not.
但事实上并不是这样。
In Psalm chapter 3 verse 5, it says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me.
诗篇第三篇第五节，我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。
How often do you think that we have every aspect of our lives under our control?
有多少时候你觉得生命中的每一个方面我都在我的控制之下？
And yet we see in this verse that even our next breath is not under our control.
但是当我们读这节的时候，我们就发现事实上是我们根本根本没有法子控制我们自己的生命。
Under the control of the one who sustains us.
我们的生命是在那位保守我们的神的掌控之下。
The difference between life and death is literally just a single breath.
其实生死之间就是一个呼吸而已。
And that breath is in his hands.
那么生死之间的那一口气是在神的手里。
I was reminded recently of a dear brother in our church that just passed away.
我想到最近在我的教会的一位刚刚去世的弟兄。
I was there with him in the hospital just hours before he died, and he was breathing with an aid of a ventilator.
在他离世之前的几个钟头，我到医院去看他。他那时候靠着一个仪器来呼吸。
And I just saw each individual breath that he had.
我看到的是他每一口气。
It was just,
就像。
And then it was just one breath. It was, what separated from life and death was just one breath.
所以我要说的话是，就是其实我们生跟死之间就是那一口气而已。
And in Acts chapter 17:28, it tells us that for in him we live and move and have our being. That means in the Lord we live and we move and have our existence. We exist because of him.
使徒行传告诉我们，我们的呼吸，我们的存留，我们的动作都是在他，在乎他。
And to live our lives as if God is out of the picture or not needed is to act as foolishly as the person in a parable that Jesus told about, spoke about.
所以如果我们在我们的想法是我们过日子好像神不在我们的生活中生命里头掌权，那么我们就像耶稣在他的比喻里头提到的那个愚笨的人一样。
This is a person who was not a believer.
这个人不是不信主的。
He didn't believe in God, he only believed in himself.
他不信神他就信他自己。
In Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21.
约路加福音第12章。
16到21。
16到21节。
Jesus said, gave this parable or this earthly story with a heavenly meaning or spiritual truth.
耶稣给了这个比喻，所谓比喻就是用属世的地上的的一个情况来代表，来解释灵里的状况。
And he told him this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. Verse 19. And I'll say to myself,You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
路加福音第十二章第十六节。就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛， 自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
This was a man who attributed all his success to himself rather than to God.
这个人，他把他所有一切的成功，一切的成就，都归功于他自己，而不是归功于神。
He thought that he was in control of his life rather than God.
他认为，他以为，他自己可以掌控他的，生命，而不是神。
He thought that what he had could provide him with security, and it gave him a sense of security.
他认为，他所拥有的能够给他一种，安全感。
He felt that he didn't need to trust in God at all.
他，觉得他并不需要信靠神。
And God called this unbeliever a fool.
那么，神说这样的人是个无知的人。
Because he was more concerned with his earthly security than with his eternal security.
因为他关心他在地上所拥有的远超过他关心他永恒的在永恒的世界里他会拥有什么。
He was more concerned just about the here and now versus where he would be spending eternity.
他所关心的他所看见的是此时此地他没有想到未来是怎么样。
From God's perspective, fools spend all their time focusing on the things of this world and have no concern about having a rich relationship with God that comes through faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord.
从神的眼光来看，无知的人把他所有的心思都放在这个世上这个地上的事物上，而没不关心到通过他的爱子耶稣基督将来的情况是什么。
But this parable can also apply to believers as well.
但是这个比喻也可以适用在信徒们的身上。
If you're a believer, a true believer, being rich toward God can mean that you are growing in your relationship with Him.
如果你是一个真正的信徒，那么跟神建立一个深厚的关系的意思就是你在你的灵命不断的成长。
Your relationship is becoming more consistent, more focused. You are also growing in your knowledge of God.
你跟神的关系就比较更一贯、更一致，而且更专注，而且在神里面你慢慢的成长。
Being rich toward God also means that you are using whatever blessings that He gives you to fulfill His purposes and priorities in your life.
对神富足的意思也是你使用神赐给你的才能或者种种的恩赐来实现他在你身上的计划。
Perhaps the Lord has given you some special abilities or special gifts.
比方说神可能给了你一些特殊的某个特殊的才能。
Or other blessings such as more time, more money, a certain influential position at work or school.
其他的一些福气，比方说你有比较充裕的时间，你有你的钱财比较比别人多，或者你在学校或者是在工作的地方有一个有相当影响力的地位。
And if you just use it just for yourself and not for the Lord, you are also not being rich toward God.
如果你就把这些用在你自己身上，而不是为神的事工，那么你不算是对神富足。
If you are a believer who focuses too much only on what this world has to offer, just on the here and now in living for yourself, then you will have lived a wasted life.
如果你是一个信徒，但是你把多半的心思意念放在这个地上的事物，那么你将会虚度你的生命。
You know, even as believers, we can fall into a mindset that is similar to the rich fool in this parable.
即使是一个信徒，也可能他的心态也可能变得变成跟耶稣的比喻里头讲的那个无知的人差不多。
Where we feel that we are in control of our lives and we just don't need God that much.
当我们觉得我们可以控制自己的生活，自己的生命，我们不觉得我们需要神。
I know life's not that easy, but I can handle it on my own.
我的生活不是那么轻松，但是我自己还弄得来。
Yeah, I feel that things are pretty set in my life.
我觉得我生活上的很多方面都已经差不多稳固了。
You know, as a person grows older and matures as a believer, that person should actually grow closer to God and more devoted to God. But there's a tendency, oftentimes in the church, where people that are growing older and older are actually beginning to just coast or run in maintenance mode in their spiritual lives.
理论上来说，一个人的年纪越大，那么他的属灵生命应该更丰盛，那么他的跟神的关系应该是更亲密。但是事实上常常一个人年纪越大，他就越自满于他灵命的光景。
It seems like there's a pattern that you see in the churches where perhaps it seems like the most enthusiastic times of service and devotion to the Lord and the relationship with the Lord is in college. And then in post-grad, it begins to wane. And then when you become married couples, then you begin to coast.
在教会里头好像有这么一个情况，就是最热心服侍神、最爱主、跟他最亲近的是大学生。然后呢，等到大学毕业以后，结婚成家以后，那么就越来越满足于灵命上就越来越满足于现状，只不过是维持住一个信神的光景而已。
And we begin, there's a tendency to just kind of sit back and feel that things are pretty set in my life.
然后有一个倾向就是很懒散的觉得我生命中生活上的一切都已经定型了。
And we can begin to live an ungodly life.
那么那样的时候我们就会开始过一个不敬虔的生活。
There's a book that is called Respectable Sins.
有一本书，那个书名是
Respectable or acceptable sins.
还过得去的，还可以接受的罪。
Of course, no sin is acceptable, but that book is written in that there are certain sins, even in the life of a believer, where a believer can feel that, oh, it's not really that bad.
当然没有一项罪是可以被接受的，但是有些信徒会觉得生命中有某些罪是还过得去的，还可以被接受的，还可以被容忍的。
And one sin that is brought up as one of these acceptable or respectable sins is the sin of ungodliness.
那么在这本书里头，他提到了其中的一种罪，这个罪就是不敬虔。
And basically this is living life as practically as if God did not exist.
基本上这种罪就是他过的一种生活，就从实际的角度来看，好像神不在里面一样。
And in this book, it said that this can actually apply to the life of a believer as well.
这本书告诉我们，这样的一种罪，也常常出现在信徒们的身上。
Where basically we are living practically as if God does not exist, except for brief points in time where we maybe come to church or where we pray, but during those times in between, we are living as if God was not there.
基本上来说，这样的 这样的人他可能在短暂的时间，偶尔他也是到教会来，也是跟神有关系，但是大部分的时间他活着好像跟神没有关系一样，神不在他的生命里。
We're not trusting him, we're not depending on him.
这样就比方说我们不信靠他，我们不倚靠他。
So we need to continually trust and depend on him.
所以我们应该持续不断的一直仰望他，信靠他。
To seek his will and not our own, because we are not in control.
我们应该一直不断的寻求他的旨意，而不是我们自己的，因为基本上我们根本没有法子控制我们的，掌控我们的生活。
That is worshiping him.
这就是敬拜他。
Another reason why we need him at all times, even during the so-called good times.
另外一个我们一直每时每刻都需要他的另外一个原因，即使是在所谓顺境的时候。
Is because Jesus can return for us at any time and we must be ready.
是耶稣基督很可能在任何一个时候都可能会回来，那么我们应该随时准备好了见他的面。
We can't just be living for ourselves before our Lord.
我们不能够就为自己而活。
And living for the Lord and how we can live for the Lord is always on our mind because He is always on our mind.
我们如果这位主一直都在我们的心心目中心中，那么我们一定会活着，就是为他而活。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 28.
我们看约翰一书第二章二十八节。
1 John 2:28.
约翰一书第二章二十八节。
John says, and he's writing here to believers. Okay, believers. And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming.
约翰一书在这儿是对信徒们说的，小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
This verse is not about keeping ourselves saved or that we can lose our salvation even if we are truly saved.
这节的重点不是说我们要维持我们得救的情况，或者是说我们的得救可能会失去，这个重点不在这儿。
This verse is about our taking responsibility for being ready when Jesus comes again.
这个经节的重点是在我们应的责任，就是我们要有责任在预备好，在他随时来的时候，我们在他面前都不至于惭愧。
We cannot just sit back in our Christian life and just coast in maintenance mode.
我们不能够就是懒懒散散的做一个基督徒。
John says that we need to continue to persist in him.
约翰说我们要很努力的去住在他的里面。
To strive hard, depending on God's power,Not to keep ourselves saved, but to maintain a close relationship with Christ, to maintain a close relationship with the Lord.
他教导我们要努力不断地向前培养我们跟神亲密的关系，而不是就是满足于现在灵命的光景而已。
We need to actively watch for things in our lives that are drawing us away from the Lord.
我们应该随时随地很警醒注意在我们的生活中或生命里有什么事情会引领我们远离神。
To put in the time and the effort and to practice the discipline of spending time of drawing close to the Lord each day.
我们应该积极的跟神阅读他的话，用他的话来检视我们自己的生活，让我们在走天路的时候不断的向前进。
And to stop making excuses for ourselves when we don't do that.
同时我们应该停止当我们不这么做的时候我们应该停止那个习惯，就是给自己找借口。
We can always make time for what we think is important in life.
我们对一个我们认为一件我们认为非常重要的事情，我们总是找得出时间来的。
And to strive to continue in him is important.
那么我们一直很努力的尽我们的责任，住在主里面，这是非常重要的。
We are actively living our lives for him.
我们应该积极的为主而活。
We are actively using the abilities, the gifts, the blessings that he has given to us to use it for his glory and for his kingdom.
我们应该积极的使用他给我们的福气或者恩赐来坐在他的事工上，来满实现他在我们身上的旨意，能够为扩展他的国度而努力，能够为他而活。
Living each day as if Jesus is coming back on that day.
我们必须每一天都抱着这么一个态度过日子，就是好像主耶稣今天就会回来了。
Then we can have confidence when he returns, and as we are ready and we are waiting.
那么当我们在等候，而且我们知道我们准备好的时候，那么我们就可以在他显现的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。
Ready and waiting for the one who is our bridegroom.
我们要随时准备好等候那位我们的新郎。
To the one, ready for the one to whom we have been betrothed or engaged from the beginning of the world.
我们要应该做以一个新妇的身份来等候那位新郎。
Otherwise, we're going to be caught off guard.
要不然当他回来的时候，我们会大吃一惊。
And we're going to be ashamed before him when he comes back, or if we were to die suddenly.
然后我们在他的面前就会觉得很惭愧，或者我们突然有一天忽然死了。
On one hand, we'll be ashamed because we were caught spiritually napping when Jesus told us to be ready.
我们只会觉得惭愧，一方面是因为耶稣会发现我们是在懒懒散散的过日子。
But here's what will make us most ashamed if we are not ready.
但是如果我们没有准备好，让我们最惭愧的是。
The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 that when Jesus returns that or when we meet him that we will see him as he is.
圣经告诉我们在主耶稣基督出现的时候，我们会看到他的真体。
We will see him in the fullness of his holiness.
我们会看到他全然的圣洁跟荣耀。
In the fullness of his love.
我们会看到他完全的爱。
In the fullness of his grace.
我们会看到他完全的全然的恩典。
In the fullness of his faithfulness to us.
还有他那完全的完整的对我们的信实。
And we will see his nail-pierced hands.
我们也会看到他手上的钉痕。
And if we are not ready,
那么如果我们那个时候没准备好，
it is that at that point that we will be ashamed because we will realize how we have treated him in such an unworthy manner, even though he has been so good to us.
在那一刻我们会非常的惭愧，因为在那一刻我们会意识到认识到我们对他对待他不是用这位神所配得的对待的方式。
If today you are not yet a believer, you have not yet received Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
如果现在你还不是信徒，你还没有接受耶稣做你的救主。
When Jesus comes again, or if you were to Or if you were to die and meet him, which would be the same.
那么当主耶稣基督来的时候，或者是说，如果你死了，然后你死后要去见这位神。
You will not be ashamed before him.
你也会在他面前惭愧。
You will be terrified.
你不是只是在他面前惭愧，你会惊恐，你会惊惧。
Because if you have not received Jesus as Savior and Lord,
因为如果你那个时候还没有接受他做你的救主，
you will spend eternity in hell.
那么你就会永远的在地狱里。
That's why the Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages or the penalty of sin is death. It's talking about eternal death and separation from God.
在圣经在罗马书第六章二十三节告诉我们罪的工价是死，这个死指的是永远的死，永远的死亡。
It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他说罪的工价就是死，但是在主耶稣基督里有永生。
Now you still have time.
你现在还有时间。
The opportunity is here now.
你的机会就在现在。
Jesus can save you and save you to the uttermost.
主耶稣可以救你，而且是彻彻底底的救你。
But it is only Jesus who can save you.
但是也只有耶稣基督可以救你。
And you need to receive him as your Savior and as your Lord.
你必须接受他做你的救主，做你的主。
Or you will be terrified when you meet him one day.
否则，当你见到他的时候，你会满怀惧怕。
I want to note that the best way to know God more is always by knowing Christ.
我要提到一点，就是最。认识神最好的方式是通过认识耶稣基督。
That is why Paul says in Colossians 2:9 that all the fullness in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
这就是为什么保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们。哥罗西书告诉我们，所有的神性。的丰盛都有形有体的在耶稣基督里。
And in Hebrews 1:3, that the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
希伯来书第一章第三节说神的爱子是那位神的像真像。
God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ.
神降临在世间以耶稣基督的身份降临在世间。
So that we can have a clear understanding of what he is like.
因为他也是人，所以我们可以清清楚楚的了解神是什么样。
So we can better worship him with our lives.
这样子也让我们可以更好的懂得怎么敬拜他。
I want to give you one other reason why we absolutely need the Lord, even during the so-called good times in our lives.
我还给你另外一个原因，为什么即使我们在所谓的处于顺境的时候，我们也还是绝对还是肯定是还是需要他的。
Because we are constantly in a spiritual warfare that we cannot handle by our own strength.
因为我们活在这个世上，我们是处于一个属灵的征战，而这个属灵的征战，我们自己没有能力应付。
Don't take this lightly.
所以，对这样的事情，我们绝对不可以掉以轻心。
We have no idea how powerful Satan is.
我们实在是不可能完全的了解撒旦。是多么的强，多么的有力。
And the day and the moment we feel that we can stand strong against Satan, no problem, is the time that we fall.
一旦我们觉得我们可以 自己可以面对撒旦，而且还站立得稳。一旦我们这么想的时候，就是我们最软弱、最脆弱的时候。
The Bible,
我们肯定会跌倒。
The Bible says, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed, be careful, lest he fall."
因为圣经警告我们，那些自以为可以面对魔鬼的作为而站立得稳的话，必须要非常的谨慎小心，免得跌倒。
The Bible tells us that God never slumbers or sleeps.
圣经告诉我们，神不睡觉，也不打盹。
But neither does Satan.
但是我们也要知道，魔鬼也不睡觉，也不打盹。
1 Peter 5:8 says that he always prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour or to destroy.
彼得前书说，魔鬼就像遍地吼叫的狮子，随时寻找可以吞吃的人。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
我们看以弗所书第
Ephesians 6 verse 12 and 13.
第六章第十二节到第十三节。
Ephesians 6 verse 12 and 13.
以弗所书第六章第十二节到第十三节
says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, not against man, okay, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, meaning continual dependence on Him, so that when the day of evil comes,You may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
以弗所书第六章第十二节，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，意思就是说，我们并不是与人征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副武装，意思就是说要依靠神，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
It's not that it's your goal is not that you're standing tall, you're standing proud, or standing confidently. Your goal and your desire is that at the end of your Christian life, you are still standing.
所以你的终极目标不是说你在征战的时候可以站立得住，可以很强的站在那边抵挡仇敌。你的终极目标应该是当这一切都结束的时候，你还站立得住。
And your witness and your testimony for the Lord has either not failed or has not been hindered in any way.
意思就是说你为神所做的见证不会受到任何的障碍。
During those times we feel that we don't really need God that much is also the times where we're most vulnerable to temptations and giving in to temptations.
所以当我们自己认为自己不需要神帮助我们，那个时候就是我们最容易受到试探。最容易对试探屈服的时候。
In Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, we looked at this verse at the beginning of the message.
我们回到诗篇第三十。
37 verse 4.
第三十七篇第四节。
And I want to use that verse to remind us that during the difficult times and not so difficult times, this is something that we need to do, to delight yourself in the Lord.
我要用第四节来勉励各位，当我们在所谓的很顺利的时候，或者是不那么困难的时候，我们要以耶和华为乐。
This is a Psalm of David.Or this is David speaking. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
这是大卫的诗，他说，要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
The psalmist also says in Psalm 43, verse 4, that God is his joy and delight.
诗人也在诗篇第四十三篇说，耶和华是他的喜乐。
That means that the Lord is the one who should bring you the greatest joy in your life.
意思就是说，神应该是神 能够带给你你生命中最大的喜乐。
That the Lord is what you are to be most passionate about in your life.
那个意思就是说，神应该是你生命中中最热爱的。
That the Lord is what you desire most in your life.
意思就是说，神应该是你生命中最渴慕、最想要得到的。
As you look through the Psalms, the desires of the psalmists was not merely what God could give to them. It was the Lord Himself.
当我们阅读诗篇的时候，我们会发现，对诗人来说，他所最渴慕的不是那位神能够给他什么，而是那位神本身。
Listen to the words of the psalmist in 42:1, where he says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God."
我们就看这，比方说在第十二节。第四十二篇第一节，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Look at the desire and the delight of David in the Lord and for the Lord in Psalm 63, verse 1.
我们又可以在诗篇第六十三第六十五节看到诗人是如何的渴慕神，如何的以神为乐。
This was when he was in the desert of Judah.
这是他在犹大旷野的时候。
And he was thirsting for water.
他非常的渴。
But there was something else in his life that was a greater thirst, even for water.
但是在他的在他里头有另外一件一个东西是他更饥渴，觉得饥渴想要的。
He says, "O God, you are my God."Earnestly, I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
诗篇第六十三篇第一节，神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱、疲乏、无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
The Lord Himself was the delight of the psalmists.
诗人以耶和华他的神为乐。
And this was pleasing to the Lord.
那么这样一种态度也是神所喜悦的。
And when the Lord is first in your life,
如果神在你的生命中居首位，
when he is your joy and he is your first love,
当他是你的喜悦的来源，是当他是你的爱的对象的时候，
then what you want, what you desire will be what he desires.
那么你所可想的也就是他所可想的。
And he will give you the desires of your heart.
他就会满足你所可想的。
And his desires will also always be righteous desires.
那么神的所可想的所渴望的一定是蛮有公义的。
So dear brothers and sisters, delight yourself in the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要以神为乐。
But what is most amazing is that if you belong to him, the Lord delights in you.
但是更奇妙的是，当我们属于神的时候，他也以我们为乐。
In Psalm 16, verse 3, let's look at just a couple verses in Psalm. Psalm 16:3.
我们就再看一段经文，在诗篇第十六篇第三节。
It says, "As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight."
论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
In Psalm 147:11, it says that the Lord delights in those who fear him.
在诗篇第呀，神喜悦敬畏他的人。
In Psalm 149, verse 4, it says, "For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation."
诗篇第149篇第四节神以第149篇第四节，耶和华喜爱他的百姓，他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
If you are his child, he delights in you.
如果你是他的孩子，他以你为乐。
Even though your life is so fragile, as James 4:14 says that our life is like the mist that is here and then gone.
即使我们的生命是如此的脆弱，就像雅各书四章14节说的，就像一片云雾，出现片时就消失了。
He delights in you, even though, as Psalm 103 says, that we are like the flowers of the field that are here today and gone tomorrow.
即使我们的情，我们就像野就像诗篇里头说的野地里的花，只不过是活一天就死了。但是这样的我们这个样子，他还以我们为乐。
You bring him pleasure and joy.
你把喜乐把快乐带给他。
He loves for you to come before him.
他喜欢你到他的面前来。
To spend time with him.
花时间跟他在一起。
To talk to him in prayer, to depend on him.
借着祷告向他说话，而且信靠他。
To delight in him because he delights in you.
我们应该以神为乐，因为神以我们为乐。
How much do you delight in him?
所以你到底在以他为乐到什么程度呢？
There is never a moment that we are not on his mind or in his thoughts.
因为对他来说，每一时每一刻，我们都在他的心怀意念当中。
How often is he on your mind and in your thoughts?
那么有多少时候神是在我们的心怀意念中呢？
There is never a moment when he is, when you are away from his presence, because he will never leave you or forsake you.
神从来不让我们不在他的面前，因为他总是与我们同在。
But how often do you live your life as if he is away from you, even though he is not?
那反过来说，我们要问问自己，有多少时候我们过日子的时候，好像神不在，我们跟我们在一起。
Also, do you delight in His law because it is His law?
还有你以他的律法、他的命令为乐吗
？It is through the Word that we come to know the Lord.
我们是通过神的话来认识他的。
And what He wants us to do.
我们也通过神的话才知道他要我们怎么做。
And his commands are best for us.
他的命令对我们来说总是最好的。
And if you take the time just to read through the whole book of Psalm 119, you just see this repeatedly in the Psalm.
如果我们阅读诗篇第119篇，我们就会发现这个诗人再三的这么说。
Where the psalmist says, like in Psalm 119:47, for I delight in your commands because I love them.
比方说我喜爱你的律法，因为我爱慕你的命令。
He loved them because they came from the Lord who loved him.
他之所以喜爱神的律法，是因为这个律法是从神律例命令典章是从神那儿来的。
And who gave him those commands in his love, and those commands are always best.
这位神给了他所有的律例典章命令等等，因为这位神知道这些对他都是最好的。
In closing,
最后
，worship of God is a way of life, and not just 30 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday.
敬拜神是一种生活的形态，不是说就是礼拜六或礼拜天花30分钟而已。
And how you treat God when things are going well and there is no perceived need for him, which is wrong?
在你的生活中，是在顺境的，所谓顺境的时候，在你主观的感觉中，你不觉得你需要神。在这样一种时刻，你怎么样对待神
？That is the true indicator of what place God has in your life.
这是一个测度神在你生命中有多么重要的一个很正确的指标。
Worship him worship him for who he is and not just what he's able to give you.
我们要敬拜他是因着那位这位神的本质，而不是因为他能给我们什么。
Because you're dealing with a person who loves you and who desires to be loved in return.
因为我们所面对的是一位爱我们的神，而且渴望被我们所爱的神。
And if you neglect him during the so-called good times in your life,
如果你在所谓顺境的时候，你忽视了他。
Then that indicates that you are merely using him during your times of need.
这就表明你只不过是在逆境的时候，你觉得有困难的时候，你在利用他而已。
And the psalmists not only remembered God in their times of need, but also during their times of joy.
我们看见诗人不但是在是在困难的时候他需要神，而且在他满怀喜乐的时候，他也需要神。
But they did remember God in their times of need, and that's something we did not really hit on today.
但是我要强调，他们在遇到困难、挫折的时候，他们非常需要神。但是这个不是我们今天正道的重点。
The book of Psalms is filled with psalms that are cries for help during times of sorrow.
诗篇这一卷书充满了诗人在忧伤的时候向神的呼求。
And it would be foolish for us to not remember God in our times of need.
所以如果我们有困难有需要的时候，我们
or our struggles.
我们有挣扎有挫折等等的时候，如果我们不向神求助，那么我们是非常傻的。
Because it is especially during those times that we can come to know the Lord in ways that we have never known him before.
因为常常是在这样一种情况当中，我们更认识了神。
If I could just tell you a quick incident, I have a friend, that I've known for 20, 30 years, and the Lord called him to go to East Asia, him and his wife, to serve him there.
我很快地跟你们讲一个故事，我有一个二三十年的老朋友，他神呼召他到东亚去，他跟他的太太到东亚去。
And his wife went before him to Hong Kong, and he was going to meet her there, and then they were going to go into East Asia.
他的太太先到香港去，然后他接着要到香港去，跟他见会面，然后他们一起到东亚去。
But totally unexpectedly and outside of their control, the wife had a stroke when she was in Hong Kong. That just happened recently.
没想到的就是这位太太在香港的时候突然中风了。
And it was a hemorrhagic stroke where there was a bursting of blood vessels in the brain and there was bleeding and fortunately she did not die, that as many people do, but the entire left side of her body is paralyzed.
好像这是一个非常严重的病，他脑中出血，虽然很幸运的他没死，但是他左半身瘫痪了。
And we don't understand, and he doesn't understand why this has happened at this time.
这个时候他不知道为什么这样的事情会发生。
But to make a long story short, I just spoke with him in Hong Kong when he was in Hong Kong about a week ago.
但是长话短说，我最近也一个礼拜以前，一个多礼拜以前，我在香港跟他见面，跟他谈过话。
And I know that he loves his wife intensely.
我知道他非常爱他的太太。
And he told me that, you know, during this time of trial, I have come to know God in ways that I have never known him before.
他告诉我说，在这一段试炼的期间，我认识神远多于在这件事情没有发生以前。
He said, I have learned so much, and I have drawn so much closer to the Lord.
我学到了很多，我也跟神更亲近。
And he said that it has just been so wonderful.
他说这样的一种经历的确是非常的奇妙。
And he started crying and he said, you know, if I had the choice, if someone came to me and said to me, you have the chance to relive your life and you can choose not to have what happened to your wife or if you so choose.
他流泪，他说如果有人来问我你有机会再重新活一次你选择是你要经历你刚刚现在所经历的还是你不要经历你所经历过的。
He said to me, it has been so wonderful.
他说因为这个经历是如此的奇妙。
And I have seen so much of God's miraculous provision, even during these difficult times.
我也经历到了神很神奇的供应在这段困难的期间。
And he said that I believe that if I had that choice, I would choose to keep things the way they are.
他说如果我真的有这样的选择的话，我会选择还是这样的有这样的经历。
We will be worshiping God for eternity in heaven.
我们将来要永恒的、永远的敬拜，在天上敬拜神。
Praising, thanking, talking.
赞美，感谢，跟他说话。
Serving, trusting, obeying.
服侍，信靠，服从。
Loving, delighting.
爱他，还有满怀喜乐。
Our worship of the Lord on earth is only like a dress rehearsal for the real thing.
所以我们在今生在地上，我们对他的敬拜只不过是未来的那个真实的事情的，好像一个演出的一个彩排而已。
And if worshiping God is what we're going to be doing for eternity.
因为我们在永恒里。我们就是我们会永远的、永恒的敬拜他。
Shouldn't we already be doing that consistently while we are on earth?
所以这样看来，我们不是更应该在当我们还在这世上的时候，我们开始很一贯的和持续不断的敬拜他吗
？Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天赐给我们的话。
And Lord, it is really our foolishness and our pride that makes us feel that we could ever not need you.
神，我们的确是愚昧无知的，我们会觉得我们不需要你。
To think that we can handle this life just by our own abilities.
我们会误以为我们在世上活着，我们可以自己来处理。
When actually, as your word tells us, that apart from you, we can do nothing of any spiritual or eternal significance.
事实上，你的话告诉我们，离开了你，我们。不能做什么，不能做任何的有属灵意义的事情。
Oh Lord, I pray that you would give us the grace and the strength to worship you not only during the difficult times in our lives, but also during the times where we feel that things are pretty manageable.
求主赐下这样的恩典，赐给我们力量，让我们不但在困难的时候，我们仰望依靠你。我们在日子平顺没有很大的困难的时候似乎我们自己可以处理的时候我们还是认识到我们需要你。
And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would give us the grace to continue in you.
也求主耶稣基督能够赐下这样的一个恩典让我们继续不断的在你里面。
That we would be ready.For your return at any time.
以至于我们随时随地都准备好了准备好了迎接你回来。
We're waiting for our beloved bridegroom.
我们就向心腹准备好了他的他爱的新郎回来一样。
Even as it says in Revelation, as that the bride has made herself ready.
就像启示录里头说的，这个心腹准备好了。
And Lord, we look forward to that blessed hope.